I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
306 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. Not a bad day. It is toasty for sure. 92 degrees. And you heard Matt DiNarbato from 8 News a couple of moments ago. This big storm kind of percolating a little bit. That's one of those technical meteorological percolating. No G on the end. With the G on the end, you've screwed it up. But we'll get what we get. And otherwise, looks pretty good, pretty straightforward. We got our good pal Carl Carlson joining us at 4:35 this afternoon. Carl, as you know, is my financial planner. And I'm very happy with Carl. I'll just say that. Very happy with Carl. I think we're all, at least inside of Casa Cats, very happy with Carl, and we'll chat with him about one or two things at 4:35. Now, 5:35, Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is going to be here. I have to tell you now, there's bad news. Very, 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 very bad news. We, Team Cats, in the big Fatherhood Foundation father figure event, we still do not have a sponsor for our jerseys. The other three teams have all scored sponsors. Well, I'm not happy about that. All right, I'm not, I'm jumping off a bridge, but come on, man. It's for the fathers and their kids. So we got to get ourselves a sponsor. If you're a business owner, I'm just telling you, great opportunity for you to step up to the plate and be on the Team Cats jerseys, and then you get a jersey. It's just like the big basketball thing they do. NCAA, right? The Final Four thing. Yeah. So that's what we got. We got four teams. And we're doing okay. I think we're in second place at the moment, but it is really neck and neck, which is good. That's the weird part about it. I, honest to goodness, and Beach doesn't believe me, I really don't have to be the number one fundraiser. I'm okay. I want to help as much as possible. I want us to get to that $100,000 mark, but if somebody else goes out there and raises the most money, fantastic, because it's all going to exactly the same place. That being said, we have a number of folks who are stepping up to help out Team Cats, and I'll give you a list of those so that you can help. But here's the big one. Honest to good, I know I didn't even mean to start with this. We have so much to talk about, and I'm doing this, but I just got the email from Beach over at Fatherhood Foundation saying we are the only team, one out of the four teams, that doesn't have a sponsor on our jerseys. Everybody else has one. So if you're a business owner and you want really, 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 really good attention paid to you, you want some real big folks looking at you and going, oh, yeah, I could use them. Well, now's the time you should probably get in on this. I'll give you details later. Now, it's also 1 year since Butler, Pennsylvania. A couple of things I want to talk about. And I'll remind you that the James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I want to know where you were last year when that happened. Because I had a conversation over the weekend with Heidi. And I could describe in detail where we were, what we were doing, the comments that each of us made. And I'm thinking, well, I have a memory of Ronald Reagan being shot. And I remember where I was. I can't give you all of those details, but I sure as heck remember where I was. And kind of, sort of, what I was doing. I think the assassination attempt on President Trump last year is, for this generation, a truly monumental event, not for a good reason. I understand that, but it is one of those things. If you live through it, I don't think you will ever, ever forget where you were when you heard about it, where you were as it unfolded. And here's another thing. We still don't know any more about that that kid. Why not? Why don't we know? And is it really... I shaved this morning as I do each and every morning with Occam's razor. So I don't do conspiracy theories. But God, there's just something odd that this nitwit last year, with, so far as I can tell, absolutely no training, is able to get a shot off at the President of the United States from a position that's not even really concealed. And a millimeter or two in another direction, and President Trump is gone. I'll share with you a text that just came in, and it will give you an example of how pathetic and deranged some of the leftists are. Now, every day, both Rich Herrera, and you know, Rich was back today. He had, I don't think it was even a full week, but his son Riggs was in town, and they did a lot of cool stuff, and he took a couple of days off. Good for him. And he was back this morning. But every day, Rich and I both get these deranged emails from a 757 area code. Neither one of us will read them on the air because they are truly deranged and demented. But I have to share this one with you because it will give you an indication of just how deranged and demented some folks seem to be. I just asked you, what do you remember about that day when President Trump, well, it wasn't the president at the time, former President Trump, candidate Trump, was almost assassinated? And this sicko who texts every day, both morning and night, and apparently does nothing but sit by a speaker of some sort, listen sort of to what we say, gin themselves up into some sort of demented, frothy anger. I said, what do you remember about that day? Quote, here's the text. Just came in on the James Riviera text line, 833-804-1140. Quote, it was an almost perfect day, end quote. There are bad people among us. The greatest con that the devil was ever able to accomplish was convincing people he didn't exist. You make no mistake, there's evil in this world. There's evil like that. We are making amazing progress right now, thanks to the fact that President Trump survived. I look at something like this and I'm thinking, man, I gotta redouble my efforts to make clear how wonderful President Trump's accomplishments are, to talk about how he is truly a generational leader, a once-in-a-generation president. I thought Ronald Reagan would forever be, in my books, the greatest president of my lifetime. And Ronald Reagan is now number two. Anyway, Do me a favor. Hit me up on that James River Air text line if you are sane and cogent and have something interesting to share that is not disgusting and vile. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 420 this afternoon. I got some tickets for you. John Fogerty is coming to Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. That's going to be August the 1st up at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Those are always great shows. That's my buddy Matt Krieger. Puts those on. We should probably get Matt back too, now that I think about it, Germ, just to, you know, let everybody know what the layout is, what the plan is for the season. We talked about it a couple of months ago, but man, yeah, I'd love to get him back. We'll talk about that, and also the tribute stuff going on over in Innsbruck. That is pretty cool. We'll do that again at 4:20. Pair of tickets for John Fogerty coming August the 1st to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. I want to remind everybody, next week, I'm not here. What are you going to do? I don't know. That's really your issue, isn't it? Because I'm not going to be here, remember? That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be here. I got. I'm doing a week-long training course, which I'm really, really excited about. Very excited about that. So it'll be fine, I promise you, but I don't want anybody to get scared or overly concerned, because those days that I'm not here, I get notes. Jeff, is everything okay? Are you all right? Have they pulled a Tucker Carlson on you? No. So I'd like to give everybody the heads up. By the way, what the hell has happened to Tucker Carlson? Did you watch any of his speech at the Turning Point USA event? Now, I like Charlie Cook, Kirk, rather. I'm going to tell you that flat out. He's been on this program. I like him. I follow his stuff. I watch his stuff. Fundamentally, I just love what he has been able to do. But Tucker Carlson is the big keynote speaker for the Turning Point event. I'm sorry, major error. And I honestly don't know exactly what is happening to Tucker these days. But he just does not strike me as legit. If you've been watching him and you think that he's in the same place, you know, just tell me. 804 says Jeff, Tucker Carlson's gone so far right he's actually ended up on the far left. Yeah, he is now about as woke a joke as you can get, it seems. And I don't want to go down the anti-Semitic. I really don't. I'm not going to do it. But there are a lot of people that are sort of buzzing about that. 804 says, Jeff, suddenly the female Gavin Newsom doesn't look that bad. Yeah, Abigail Spanberger is even further to the left than Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom figured out, since he wants to be president, I mean, they all do. You know that CIA Abby wants to be president, of course. This is just a stop on the way. But even he, Gavin, has figured out, well, I better dial back some of the outrageous, bat crap, crazy stuff a bit. Spamberger's just doubling down. It's crazy. 540, Jeff, I'll bet the FBI would be interested in that number that keeps texting you. Yeah, I think it's a number that the FBI and the Secret Service would probably be interested in. It just deranged. 804, Jeff, could be worse in Virginia, though. New York City's about to elect an Islamist Marxist. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, man damn. If he wins, good Lord. You imagine that? An America-hating, Jew-hating communist who wants the government to seize property and run government-operated grocery stores. Gosh, what could possibly go wrong with that? Wow. Another 804. Jeff, just think, next year, Abigail Spanberger will be governor. Well, I don't think that's a given at all. I really don't. I think a lot of people sitting back going, well, it's just going to happen. And if you keep saying that, then you know what it is? Well, it's just going to happen. Kick your rear end of the gear a little bit, and maybe we can keep that from happening. We've got great options on our side with Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Miaras. Yeah. Jeff, we know more about Joe the Plumber and Thomas Crooks than we do Or I'm sorry, we know more about Joe the Plumber than we do about Thomas Crooks. That's the guy who was on the roof up there in Butler. Wow. Wow. It's just nuts. Just nuts. All right, we got a lot of great stuff coming up. I got a lot of sound that you need to hear today. We're going to do it a little bit earlier than we normally do because some of it is just fantastic. 325. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. There you go. Not a bad Monday, though we do have thunderstorms, which are going to be rolling in, could be a couple of moments, could be a couple of hours, depending on where you are, but it does seem as if we're all going to be dealing with them one way or another. I mentioned to you that it's 1 year, over the weekend it was 1 year, since the assassination attempt on President Trump, that first one, in Butler, Pennsylvania. And it was horrifying, obviously. And it was also disgusting to witness some of the pushback from leftists. You just have to be...
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Begin to wonder, my God, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? The MSNBC types immediately said, well, you know, he wasn't actually shot. It was a piece of shrapnel. Mm-hmm. As if that makes it better somehow. It would be one thing if y'all were, I don't know, on a firing range somewhere. And somebody had like a piece of hot lead somehow, some way. You know, it happens when you're shooting. You might get, oh man, that stung, right? Tiny little... Okay, that's one thing. You go, well, come on now. You didn't get shot. You got little something, This was a deranged person on the roof shooting at the President of the United States and seemingly being okay to be in that position because of what can charitably be described as gross incompetence on the part of some of the Secret Service agents who were deployed. Does anybody else remember the video of the Secret Service agent who I think immediately was dubbed the DEI Secret Service agent? She did not appear to be in the best of physical condition. Now, that can be misleading. I'm not telling you anything, but I'm just telling you what the initial view was. And she couldn't get her damn gun. You remember that? Fumbling around. Listen, this is why you're supposed to drill. It's why you're supposed to practice. Why was she there? And then we learn later on that a number of folks, apparently, on certain details from the Secret Service, yes, they were there, not because of their expertise on the range or their time on the track or the length of service on the job. And you think, man, I don't even want to think that's real. I don't even want to think that that's a possibility, but there it is. President Trump was asked about the assassination attempt. Cut number four, please.
On this one-year anniversary of Butler, what was going through your mind this morning when you woke up? I know that you're praising God you're alive, but a lot of people want to know how you're taking this day on this one-year anniversary.
God was protecting me. Maybe because God wanted to see our country do better or do really well, make America great again. But God was protecting me, Brian. I'll tell you, it's the more you think about it, the more you see it. But I don't like to think about it much. You know, I have a job to do, so I don't like to think about it much. It's a little bit of a dangerous profession being president, but I really don't like to think about it too much. You're better off not.
Yeah. I don't think I would want to think about it. Although I think I would want to be grateful every single solitary day. Every single solitary day. Could you imagine for a second somebody was trying to murder you? That's what that was. And I know, you're not the president, I'm not the president, we don't have protection, etc., 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 but just imagine for a second you're in that position. Good Lord. It re-energized President Trump. It re-energized the support for President Trump. It showed, I think, a side of President Trump that most people either were unaware of or didn't believe existed in the first place. He has been way more vocal about religion and faith and God and the rest of it, don't you think, since then? He's grateful. How about cut number one?
This does mark the one-year anniversary since the horrific assassination attempt against then-candidate Trump, who's now serving his second term. Tyler, you write about this moment in your book in extraordinary terms, in the sense that it really was a pivotal moment in the campaign. What did you determine? What did you learn?
Yeah, I think even Donald Trump would say that it was a pivotal moment in his campaign. In an interview with us, he said, you know, I think I would have won, but maybe it would have been a little bit closer. I think one of the biggest parts of that assassination attempt was what it did to some of the supporters for Donald Trump, particularly Elon Musk. Elon Musk was a reluctant supporter of the president, and then after that assassination attempt went full throttle and gave him more than $250 million to affiliated efforts. Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg came out to praise him. So really it coalesced this movement behind Donald Trump. Also, another remarkable part about that day is that Joe Biden, this is the day that Joe Biden met with Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer basically said, you have to drop out. He met with lawmakers who were also putting pressure on him. So this split screen of what was happening on that day a year ago is just quite extraordinary.
Really? You think the schmuck Schumer Joe Biden thing compares? Now, I get it. It's important in the big picture. Sure it is. But somebody tries to assassinate Donald Trump, and you want to talk about other things. If you watched any of the talking head garbage over the weekend, then you realize that they spend a lot of time not talking about the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt. Why? Why? Donald Trump also weighed in on Rosie O'Donnell. Good Lord, Rosie has lost her ever-loving mind. I can remember the late night. Jeremy, you remember, wasn't it like the Comedy Channel? It was a half-hour show, and they had comics. Now, at the time, 1,000 years ago, it was kind of original, and Rosie O'Donnell was sort of funny. Not like laugh out loud, ha, 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 my God, the best thing ever, but she was still sort of entertaining. I could take 15 minutes of her bits. But she's just, she has spiraled in a way where most of us are starting to ask, why doesn't she get her medication anymore? You know, somebody's got to bring her back to reality. So she left and she moved to Ireland, which I think is fine because the Irish now are not exactly number one on my list. The Irish government has adopted a thoroughly anti-Jewish policy. I wish it weren't true. I wish it were something I could say, well, it's a political thing. We see this differently. We see that. There's no other way to describe it. Ireland has declared they will no longer buy from Jewish merchants located in certain parts of Israel. Not all merchants in Judea, not all merchants in Samaria, but only Jewish merchants in that area. That is now the official policy of the Irish government. Heidi and I used to love going to Ireland. Used to love it. We actually had intended to retire to Ireland. We were there so much. We have dear friends there, right in the, well, I would say in the north. They're in the very end of the Republic before you get into the north. And we were there half a dozen times every year for years. Love them. They're friends. They're family. And we had this whole thing picked out. We were going to retire. We knew exactly the little village. And Julia came along, and because of Julia's disabilities, we would not be allowed to live in Ireland long term. Just like Canada said, no, you can't move up here because your kid is, you know, your kid. She's got issues. We don't want her. Oh, okay. Thanks for your hospitality. But anyway, Rosie has now moved to Ireland, which seems to be a good fit. Take a listen, because President Trump is talking about her as well. Cut number five.
Rosie O'Donnell, she went on Chris Cuomo's show recently. She blames you for the fact that she's overweight, depressed, and drunk. What do you say to that? Do you think PDS is going to ever be in PDS in 5 days later?
I don't know about Rosie. I watch Rosie. Rosie's a mess. She's a mess. But she left our country, which is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm with him. I think it is. I think it's a good thing. Be gone. Get out of here. We really don't need her back, do we? Can you think of any reason, just one reason, why the United States would be better with Rosie O'Donnell returning? I can't. Nope. I'm looking right now at the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Nobody here coming up with a reason why it would be better with Rosie back. If you can think of a reason, send it to me. No, I'd like to share it, because for the life of me, I can't think of one. 4:20 this afternoon, pair of tickets to head over and see John Fogerty, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's August the 1st, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Love for you to be part of that. All right? Would love for you to win those tickets. We'll do it at 4:20 this afternoon. Carl Carlson's going to be along at 4:35 this afternoon. Talk a little bit about finance and economics, the numbers. Oh, speaking of numbers, Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is going to be here at 5:35. And I got very, very bad news from Beach right before I took to the airwaves. We have four teams competing in this father figure event. Three of the teams have secured sponsors for their jerseys. The only one that has not, Team Cats. Now, I don't know about the rest of the guys on my team. I don't know exactly what they're doing. But I need a business owner in Central Virginia who's willing to step up, like three other business owners, pony up some money. Now, it's not a small amount. You're not going to write a check for $50 and you'll be good. But think of the exposure. Think of being on every single jersey. Are you kidding me? For Team Cats? Helping us hoist the trophy? Anyway, I need somebody. So if you can help, you got to be a real business owner, though. I don't think it's going to be just a kind, good Samaritan who says, let me write that check. Maybe there is, but I'm thinking more business. 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Yeah. 804, Roxana says, Jeff, good grief. Rosie is not gone. She's running her mouth every day on social media. She didn't even do it that much when she lived in the United States.
Good grief.
Exactly. Wow. Wow. She needs her chill mess overnighter. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I'm sure I don't have one. Roxana says as well, we will miss you next week. Safe travels. Thank you, Roxana. I appreciate it. It's one of those, you know, I don't, because of Julia, we've talked about this, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but because of Julia, it is, it's difficult for Heidi and me to go together to a lot of places. So we do a lot of things kind of separately. And it's okay because we also have these really disparate interests, right? Heidi is music through and through. And she goes on these musical adventures, if you will, to see concerts and what have you, which is great. And a lot of times they're bands that, quite frankly, I don't like. So that's fine, and I got no problem hanging out with Julia. And I don't think Julia minds hanging out with me because, you know, she gets a lot of cookies and ice cream for dinner and nobody has to know. And then for me, I'm not necessarily traveling for a concert, but I just love the power of the mind. And I believe if you're not expanding your mind, if you're not investing in yourself, then, well, there's a problem. So that's what I'll be doing next week. I'm not going to be sitting on a beach, which would be nice, but I've got a certain course with a certain designation that I am determined to earn. And so it is a week of classes that I will be doing. But for me, I think it's pretty cool. Hey, I got an important note here, and I have to share it with you. My friend Kristen, you know Kristen Morrissey, Emily Morrissey's mom, great people, the Morrisseys. She and PJ, who's my social media director, they're big Dave Matthews fans. And she said when we learned that President Trump had been shot, it's because my mom called me. PJ and I started scouring the internet to find out what happened. And then when Dave Matthews came out before starting the concert, he lectured the crowd about how this assassination attempt was despicable, that this was no way to be treating each other, no matter your views or your political affiliations. And he went on to ask us all to behave appropriately toward each other. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I am glad to hear that. Why? Because Dave Matthews is a big time leftist politically. I like his music too. But I am thrilled to hear that that's exactly what he said. That is great to know. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.